Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
We're here with Lynette today. This is Lynette McKenzie's show, and she's been on vacation for a little while. So this is Tim Kavi. I'm here with my sister Uma Luna, and we have been her hosts while she's been off finding juicy, fabulous things to bring to you. And so the two of us are going to be interviewing Lynette today. I'm so excited. We're going to be talking all sorts of fun and juicy information about sex. We're going to be going from shamed to shameless. So, welcome back, Lynette.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to be on your own show, isn't it?
Yeah. So, for everyone out there who's preparing for the hurricane, if you're listening right now, then just take a breath and tune in and enjoy and be present with the hurricane that's happening in your own body.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I'm really excited, too, Lynette, to hear more about this stuff. And you know, we're both, you know, friends and colleagues, and we just love your work and everything you do. So we're really excited to dive into this with you today.
I'm excited to be here.
No, good, good. So first, I wanted to just see if you could tell us a little bit about your personal experience with sexual shame and shame in general.
Certainly, I could do that. But before I do that, I would just like to take a quick moment to lead everyone to checking into our bodies.
Okay, sure.
So since we're talking about sexual shame today, I'd like to begin by connecting to our genitals, our first and second chakra areas. The genitals are generally considered in the second chakra, but I want you to focus on the first and second chakra area. And imagine that you're breathing into this beautiful part of your amazing body. And while you breathe in and out from your genital area, give thanks to your sexual organs and this entire energy center. You know, thank them for holding so much for you. They've been holding pain and limiting beliefs, and they also hold unlimited potential for pleasure and creativity. And when you clear this magnificent energy center, you open your ability to receive financial abundance and to express your passion and creativity, as well as boundless sexual pleasure. So thank you, thank you, thank you to this energy center for all that it's held, and let it know that it doesn't have to hold the pain anymore, that you can let it go now, that you can open to love and healing and ecstasy right now in this moment. You don't have to wait, you know, to even hear what we're going to say for the rest of this hour. You can open right now, because right now is all we ever have. Transformation happens in this very moment. So my experience with sexual shame, you know, I received an enormous amount of sexual shame in my childhood and teen years, and certainly carried that with me, you know, to the point of being very, very shut down. And I was raised in a fundamentalist Christian home, and nothing against Christianity per se, but certainly there's been an enormous amount of sexual shaming tied into many churches. And, you know, we're all human. We're not perfect. We're here to learn. And, you know, I was taught that my body, or flesh, as they called it, you know, was bad and dirty. And I was actually told that it was really on the same level as the devil. You know, that the devil and your body were two things that would lead you astray and that you couldn't trust them. And so I grew up with this strong feeling that my body was bad and shameful, and especially my genitals. And, you know, I remember when I was a young teenager thinking that, you know, God must be really cruel to create us with bodies that have so much desire and then tell us that physical pleasure is wrong. But I believed it. You know, I believed what I was told. I was told these things from as young as I can remember. At the same time, I was also experiencing a great deal of sexual abuse from as young as I can remember. And it was not by the immediate family, but my sister and I were both sexually abused. And I was molested by over a dozen different men throughout my childhood. And this included a rape by two young men just after my 12th birthday. And these, you know, sexual experiences that were not my choice and that were not pleasant were actually very humiliating and shaming, for sure, combined with the religious sexual shaming and then the cultural sexual shaming, because our culture has a lot of shaming ideas as well. And all this combined inside of me. And I had so much shame inside of me that I actually spent years, you know, wishing for death because the suffering that I experienced was so intense.
Wow. Wow.
Definitely gone there then.
Yeah, I've been there. So it gave me a lot of incentive to get out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the great thing about, you know, the skill and the joy of being a healer, as you are, is that transformation of your pain, transforming yourself, getting through things yourself, and then being able to bring that gift to other people. So that just, to me, says you have a lot of gift to give, which, I mean, I already knew that because I know you. And I know the power of your gift in this area specifically. And so I'm so excited that you're really expanding the conversation about this and bringing this out to the world in a bigger way, because it's so desperately needed.
Yeah, and you know, you, Tim, you were the first person who was really directly telling me, hello, you need to be talking about sex. And I would do it a little bit, but, you know, more privately and a little bit on the air here and there. But I was still letting my own shame stop me. You know, this feeling of like, oh, my parents could hear me, or people in the town I grew up in, or I still had a lot of that shame. And this last month, it's something I've been focusing on releasing, and you know, realize that I take my own advice and go, hello, you know, it's just a choice. Really, it comes down to a choice. So I made that choice.
Yay.
And it's by making that choice and taking the steps that then you become the person that you need to be to share the healing that you want to share. That it's not like you wait for some magical thing to happen to you and then you're going to share. So I've certainly done a lot of work on myself and getting past all of this, but I was waiting for some sort of perfectly healed state to be in, or to not have any shame anymore before I would speak out. And there are some things that you just got to jump in and do.
Yeah, and definitely. I'm so grateful to you for taking that leap. I am so excited for those of us who are going to get to learn from your wisdom. So
thank you. Yeah, definitely. I so appreciate your willingness to be honest and to dive deep and to be vulnerable and to be a leader by example. And it's a great point that you make about like this idea of waiting for someday for it to be perfect and for all these ideas or negative feelings to go away. And it's an illusion that haunts so many of us. And so thank you for letting us know that, you know, even though you've gone through this intense journey and you've done so much work and you've healed so much and you've helped so many other people heal, that it's the journey's not over, and that there's still that the times that you struggle with these feelings, and that it's okay, and it doesn't mean that you haven't made progress, and it doesn't mean that your gifts are not strong and clear and bright and you're not a powerful woman. So thanks for giving us that space and that permission to have those feelings and still move forward.
Yeah, there's a real shift that has to happen when you go from looking at your story and going, oh, these things happened to me, and, you know, there's things that we make it mean in our mind, like this happened, and so that means something shameful. Well, you can take that and change the story, change the meaning, and it can be, wow, I am so powerful. I'm so powerful. And I'm feeling emotional as I say this, that I could experience so much pain and so much shame and still rise up and be able to see who I really am and be able to share that and know that these experiences that I had, that that's not who I am. That experiencing what we don't want can help us know all the more what we really do want. We can find our power and gifts in the very things that felt like they were ruining us, you know, the things that feel like we can't ever get over are actually the source of our greatest strength when we let it be.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you are listening to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie, and we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back, and we'll dive more into this intense and fascinating subject of sexual shame. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Come down, Selecta.
Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get a chance to call in with your questions live with Mata. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mata, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
So-called problem, better put them in quotation.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with guest host Uma Luna and Tim Covey, and we are mixing things up today, and we are interviewing Lynette McKenzie. And so before we get back to talking about sex and shame and this juicy conversation, I just want to make sure that everyone knows how to get in touch with Lynette. So you can reach her at openingtoecstasy.com, or what's your other website, Lynette?
OpenLiveNow.com. They both go to the same place, but a lot of people struggle with spelling ecstasy, so openingtoecstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com. Both go to the same place.
And if they wanted to email you, how would they email you?
My contact information is on that page, and I'd love to hear from people.
Okay, great. So, yeah, we are having a very juicy conversation here, and we are talking about sex and shame and how to bust out of it, and Lynette has been sharing with us her personal journey. So why do you think, and how do you think this happens, that this sexual shame is so prevalent in our culture? Because you have these experiences, and unfortunately they're not unique. So what do you think is going on with that?
Well, most people hold some degree of sexual shame in their bodies in this culture, and I haven't traveled to other countries much at all, and certainly not done research, but I would imagine it's probably across the world. Certainly in the small town that I grew up in, perpetuated the belief that I experienced in church, that my body is bad and dirty and sinful. But it wasn't just in church, it was also in the public schools. And, in some of the media and just betrayals, this idea that, women seeking sexual pleasure is some kind of, a quote-unquote slut or worse. And, the accepted belief that, men want sex and women don't really enjoy it that much. At least good girls don't. And sexual pleasure is for everyone. Sexual pleasure is the most natural pleasure that we experience. And a way to control people is to make them feel guilty. And if you can make them feel guilty about their natural desires, then you can make them feel guilty about anything. If you can make them feel scared and guilty, then you can control them. And a lot of people, this isn't a conspiracy theory in the sense that I think that a lot of people that are making the rules are controlled by guilt and fear. And I also think that sometimes people that aren't playing the game shouldn't play the rules, shouldn't be making the rules. So, if people aren't out there having fun and ecstasy, then they shouldn't be the ones making the rules about sex.
I agree. That's a great point. Yeah, because we were raised Catholic, and we went to Catholic school, and we had a lot of those same ideas, that our bodies are shameful and that sex is something that you put up with once you get married, and that it's not something you could possibly enjoy or actually want or seek out, and if you do, there's something wrong with you. And so yeah, unfortunately I do think it's very prevalent, and
a lot of people have pain, so much pain around this, that it's easier to just push it away and kind of lump it all together. And, the reason I call my business Opening to Ecstasy is because, ecstasy is really that enlightened state, that natural state that we experience when we're in our true essence. And, it can only happen in the present moment, now. But it's opening to all the gifts that are coming to you in every moment. Every gift is coming to everyone all the time equally. But we block the ability to receive it. And we don't know that we're doing this. People do not know that they're doing this. And when you drop the resistance and you receive, that's the ecstasy. And I lead people to open to the flow of life energy rather than resisting it. And, resistance brings suffering, and opening brings ecstasy. And you can experience, opening to ecstasy in any area of your life, but if you specifically want to experience sexual pleasure, then you must open to the experience of sexual pleasure. And a lot of people are afraid of that. Osho said that, how was it? I, this isn't a quote, but he basically said that sex is the root and enlightenment is the flower. And I had guidance that you know, I'm here to be in a process of awakening myself into enlightenment in this lifetime and to be leading other people in that direction. And it kept coming up for me to be a sexual healer. And I think, well, I don't, if I say I'm a sexual healer, then how's that going to work with, you know, awakening in general? And over this last month, that's another clarity that I got, is that that's a place to begin. It's not that I'm limited to that, but that's a place to begin. You know, if you are not healed and open in your sexual energy, then you're not going to be awakened and receiving the other, you know, abundance and, you know, manifesting and creating the life that you want in other areas as well. So it's a place to start, and that's where I'm beginning. And it's a really easy place to teach the process of opening to ecstasy, because sexual pleasure is such a wonderful thing to experience.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good motivator. Yeah. You know, it may be hard sometimes to be motivated to get some exercise or to eat right, but you know, once you've gotten there, it's kind of challenging to not want to go back and get more ecstasy. So it's a great place to help people connect, because it is so intuitively part of our nature, and it's a path that was put there specifically for us to engage with our bodies and to engage with our spirit and to engage with our souls and to engage with each other. So it feels perfect to me that you're starting there. And I think too that my experience of you is that you don't get the full magnitude of the glory of your gift in this department. Mm-hmm. And so while, yeah, it's a great place to start, it's not just a great place to start, it's critically necessary for people to be able to engage with you about this, because you have such amazing talent in this area and such deep information and wisdom that people really need. They don't have any idea what they're missing out on. So I think that's all great for you to get to. I like that. Good that you know, honey. Good that you know.
Thank you. Yeah, Uma, when you asked me about you know, sexual shame in our culture, mm-hmm. you know, one thing that I'd wanted to share around that is that, you know, unprocessed negative emotions get stored in our body as what I call armoring. And I was a massage therapist for, gosh, like 15 years, and I felt all the time this hardened layer of muscles and tissue and even the skin on people's bodies. And it's, you know, it led me, you know, wanted to heal people at a deeper and deeper level, and it led me to where I am now, because just massaging the tissue, you know, is helpful, but it's not enough. And, you know, this makes, you know, your muscles, your connective tissue, and even your organs get tight and rigid, and there's enormous amount of tension and pain, and it can lead to more serious health conditions and physical breakdown. And that the sexual shame can keep you from, you know, receiving, you know, money and pleasure in all areas of your life. And, you know, I agree with Wilhelm Reich when he said Western civilization will be completely neurotic until it lets itself have a good orgasm.
I like that quote. Thank you for sharing.
He was thrown in jail for like 9 years for making statements like that, but I absolutely agree with him. You know, the cure for the armoring that we do in our bodies, and everybody is doing this in some place in their body to some degree, and some people their entire body, you know, but a great cure for that is to relax. And a wonderful full body orgasm, you know, can relax you in a way that nothing else is going to. And you'll release a lot of held negative emotion. And for those that are in a safe and loving, you know, relationship, people need to know that when you're in that loving relationship, that it's natural for shame to come to the surface. So if you experience, you know, more shame coming up and you start to think there's something wrong with the relationship or wrong with you, just to know that that's natural and to accept that and to accept your partner and yourself and allow that process to happen.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, because that's a big thing. It's like, it's literally in your body, and when you have those experiences, they get released, and probably the more positive and the more intense your intimate connection and your orgasm is, the deeper it goes, and then the more layers of that can come out and be released. So I love the way you said that. That's really a good way of describing that. So can you tell us a little bit about how you started to get past this like, you know, heavy layer of sexual shame in your own life?
Yeah, I can't tell my whole story. There's not enough time. So this is a simplification with leaving out lots of details. But I'll say that I'm not totally past it. And, you know, I experience enormous amounts of sexual pleasure. I started teaching myself that when I was very young, because when I would feel this incredible desire and would... even just feeling the desire made me feel guilty. And if I would in any way act on it to any degree as a teenager, I'd feel so much guilt and shame that I couldn't stand the feeling. And so I suddenly got the idea, you know, if I'm going to be doing this anyway and having all this shame and guilt afterwards, I should at least really enjoy it while I'm doing it. So that was the beginning for me. But I want to say that, you know, I'm blessed with orgasms that, you know, literally extend to the edges of the universe and beyond on a regular basis. But I still have some sexual shame and body shame. It's part of being human. I don't have, you know, nearly what I used to have. And I'm comfortable, you know, being outside in nature, naked and skinny dipping. And I absolutely love sex. And my partner and I make love very frequently. You know, sometimes when my son's not here, it can be several times a day and for many hours. And, you know, it's our favorite thing to do. But I still have, you know, I still have shame coming up, and especially with so much love and beauty that we experience. You know, I'm connected to all of the universe, and sometimes I feel like I bring all that back, those little pieces. I feel sometimes the shame and pain of women in other countries that I've never met, and I'll can take that to the orgasm and let that be healed too. So it's been a process.
Sorry, we've got to take a break, but I love what you're saying, and when we get back we'll be talking more about healing sexual shame and letting go of it. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Bumdog Selecta!
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie, and this is Uma Luna, and I am here with Atin Kavi, and we are mixing things up, and today we are interviewing Lynette, and we're talking about sex and shame and letting that go. So before the break, Lynette was talking about the sexual shame that's going on in other countries and how she works with that. So can you go back to that and rewind a few sentences, because that was really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know that this would be helpful for anyone listening, but since you asked, I'll share it. I've, for many years, felt women around the world, other countries, and I don't know if they're true images, but I believe that they are. I'll suddenly feel someone, I can see the woman, some woman I've never met, someplace I've never been, and I can feel something she's going through, and I used to really resist that, and it would cause me an enormous amount of suffering. I would really get trapped and feeling very upset about these things that I had no control over. But I've started opening to that and just taking them into my heart and sending them love and blessings. And as I'm when I'm experiencing sexual ecstasy, I'm not thinking about any of these things, but there have been times that a flash will come, and I can bring into this, when I experience these orgasms where I'm going out to the edges of the universe, I just bring healing to everything and everyone. I accept it for myself, and I just send that energy out to all of these women. And I look forward to the day when I'll be able to go to some of these countries that I've been feeling in my heart and actually giving hands-on healing to these women. I need to become a multimillionaire because I want to be doing this regularly and just going and blasting tons of free healing to these women.
Mhm. And that makes sense that you would have that, those kind of things, since you are so intuitive and, you know, you have strong psychic energy, and then with your own experiences, I mean, we're all connected, so it makes sense that you would have that, some sort of strong link there, you know.
Yeah, we're all one, and I came here to experience a lot about sex. Obviously, you know, I experienced an enormous amount of sexual abuse and sexual shaming and suffering around that, and an enormous amount of sexual attention, and I experience hugely enormous amounts of sexual pleasure. And when you'd ask me about getting past the shame, and I was saying, you know, the trick is that you don't ever get all the way past it. You know, I also, it's constant progress, and it's an beautiful unfolding. And I feel more and more free all the time. And, you know, it's kind of an up-leveling. You know, I get to be surprised, even though I already experience greater sexual pleasure than anyone I've ever met, I still get surprised by feeling even more regularly. And it's the same process every time that worked from the first time. It's the same process that up-levels it. And, you know, one piece of that is for the goal to not be to be perfectly free. Because when your goal is perfection, then you're guaranteed to be unhappy. And having some shame is part of life. You know, so is sadness and fear and anger and loss and pain. You know, the key is to open to all of this and to allow yourself to have pleasure without being perfect, without being anything other than exactly what you are right now. You know, don't be ashamed of your shame. You don't have to transcend it perfectly. You know, the antidote to shame is acceptance. Shame is about hiding and believing that if what you're hiding is seen, that you'll have the ultimate pain of not being loved. And the truth is that you are love. Who you are is love exactly as you are right now. So you accept yourself as you are right now, not some later date, not when you've changed something about yourself. Right now, you know, shame and all. You know, judgment and resistance bring shame and pain, and acceptance and opening brings healing and pleasure and incredible orgasms.
Yeah, you're always having these like a side
like, little detail. Okay, I'm like, I think for a lot of people, that's not a little detail. So talk some more about that. Like, let's talk about incredible orgasms.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What makes that work, you know, for someone who hasn't had those or doesn't know how to get there on a regular basis? How can they open to ecstasy in a way that allows them to really connect with just mind-blowingly fabulous orgasms?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm right now writing up a report or a short ebook that, what am I calling it? Opening to Ecstasy, From Shame to Ecstasy in 7 Steps. And I'll be having that up on my site by September 8th. And so if you go to openlivenow.com, openingtoecstasy.com, both of them take you to the same place, and sign up for the free gift that I have there now, which is also a really wonderful gift. And then you'll be on my newsletter, my weekly newsletter, so you'll know right away when I have this free gift. You can also go to my contact page and contact me and email me. So I'll be able to share that in a lot more detail in writing. But for the show, you know, when people ask, you know, for steps, that's why I came up with the 7-step process. But the truth is that I have more of a no-step process. And, you know, here's what I mean by that. My partner used to do a lot of dance training, and he told me that to do some moves that you have to practice a bunch of different steps. I don't know if anyone else can hear that ringing. Hello?
I heard that.
Okay, God's calling.
Exactly. God's like, good job, spread the word on that. Talk more about orgasms. Yes,
God loves me. He wants to be in on the call. So, you know, when you do this one move, like this one dance step, or say this one move of this opening to ecstasy and this new level of orgasm, that you don't do it as 7 separate steps. You do it as one. You do it all at once, as one step, one dance, one move, one orgasm. Although for me, one orgasm could be, you know, 50 or 100 all endlessly tied together, but you don't need to have that be your goal. To start with just one, or up-leveling from where you're at. But opening to ecstasy is like this dance move that has all these different steps. You know, you learn all the pieces that make up the one single movement. You practice different pieces of it, and as you get better and better at the pieces, you're suddenly able to open to ecstasy and have the actual experience of it in your body and your being. So rather than the 7 steps, it's more like the 7 ingredients that make the cake. So you benefit, you know, from each individual piece or each ingredient, and then there's an extra special reward once you can do, you know, the move all at once. So I could share the steps. I know that we only have a few minutes before break, and I find myself wanting to go into, you know, teaching mode and really explain them, and I won't be able to.
Maybe you could just share one or two of the top ingredients.
Okay. Well, number one is choice, that you have to make a decision that in order to step into this new way of being, that it takes an input of energy. Once you make that, then you're plugged into universal energy and you have this energy flowing, but you can at any point go back into resistance and be out of it, and it does take choice, and that choice is a step which takes energy in the sense of not being in your automatic programming. You're not being in your limited beliefs. So all the steps are needed, but this one unleashes the power within. You know, it'll make a difference in your life in any area. So if you want to call your power back, you know, stop listening to the voices that say, I can't, and start stepping into the one that says, I can, and just know that you can do this. Believe it and choose it. So that's, you know, all about personal responsibility, that we have the power to create our experience in life, but we can only access this power to the degree that we accept personal responsibility. And that's what choice is about, flipping the switch from being a victim of whatever experience you're having to taking 100% responsibility, to choosing the experience that you want to have. So it takes a burst of energy to flip the switch, but once you flip the switch, you're plugged into the power of the universe, you know, and how fun is that? You can just play with that switch. So that's one, and I've mentioned acceptance, and I can't emphasize that enough, that when you're stepping out of shame, that you really need to have acceptance. A tantric principle is that you can only transcend the things that you first accept. So you must accept. You can only transcend the things that you first accept. So if you're in a place of, I'm not enjoying sex, or I'm not having orgasms at the level I want, or whatever this woman is talking about, I could never experience that, or whatever kinds of thoughts or belief, or if you're ashamed of your body, whatever, you're not going to get, you can't get to ecstasy from there. You have to step into acceptance. You have to let go of being in that place of judging yourself and making yourself wrong. When you're judging yourself and making yourself wrong and hiding and curling in on yourself in that loop, you're like a snake eating its tail or something, you know, and you can't get there from that point. But you can step out of the point of judgment in an instant with that choice.
Lovely, lovely.
Okay, so what my summary of that, tell me if I've gone astray, is if you want to have mind-blowingly fabulous orgasms, you need to decide to, and then you need to love yourself the way you are right now.
That is, those are essential parts of the move, yes. Those are key ingredients.
So that's the beginning of the magic recipe, and if people want the rest of it, they can come to your site, sign up, and you'll be dishing all the goodies shortly.
Yeah, and I know we're going to have a break in just a minute, but when we come back, you know, we might have time to talk about a few more of the ingredients.
Exactly. Ingredients, yes, please.
But in the meantime, they can go to openlivenow.com or openingtoecstasy.com. They take you to the same place. And right now on my site, I have the Cosmic Trash Transformer, which is a 15-minute, really beautiful guided visualization set to lovely music. And I made it short so that you can do it every day. And the more you do it, the more benefit you get. And it helps you release the extra weight that you've been carrying around. It's a physical weight, certainly, but it's designed for emotional and psychic weight that's been burdening you, to release that so you can open to what you really want. And that's on my site right now. If you get that, then you're on my newsletter. And when you're on my weekly newsletter, you'll be the first to know when I have the 7 steps written out in a way that you can have and look at and read and start practicing. And that'll be a free gift.
Okay.
Marvelous.
And you are listening to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Modem Selector.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come down, selector.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy, and this is Umwa Luna here with Atim Kavi, guest hosting for Lynette McKenzie, and we are actually interviewing Lynette McKenzie today, and she is talking to us all about sex, orgasms, shame, and we're having a very juicy call. And Lynette was just talking to us about her free gift, if anybody wants to jump in on that. So if you could please give us a little bit more info and maybe go over again what that is.
It'll be Opening to Ecstasy. Let me see if I can remember the title because I'm just writing it right now. So it's Opening to Ecstasy, From Shame to Ecstasy in 7 Steps. And like I said, I really have a no-step approach, but you got to learn the ingredients. So all the ingredients to the cake, and I'll give other special information in there as well. But that'll be on my site, openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com, and you just get on my mailing list, and you will get a free copy of that, and it'll be finished by September 8th.
And what was the other free gift that you had that's already up there?
The Cosmic Trash Transformer. They can just go to my site, openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com, and they'll see it. They can read about it there. And just sign up for that, and when you sign up for that, you'll be, not only do you get this great free gift, but you'll be on my newsletter, and then when the next free gift comes out in just over a week, you will be able to know that and get that too.
Great. I'm excited. I'm going to go sign up after this call. We like the free goodies, honey. We like the free goodies, especially when they're about sex. So I'm already on your list, and I enjoy your newsletter, and I'm looking forward to the release of the 7-step process of glory. So thank you. Me too. Yeah, I'm on your list, but I didn't get the trash compactor transformer. I must have signed on before you had that.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful guided visualization, and it's set to music from a friend of mine who's a musician, and she's an award-winning musician, and I made it only 15 minutes so that people can be sure to do it. You know, you can fit it in your schedule, and one woman had told me that she was actually losing physical weight, although it's created it to lose the psychic and emotional and mental weight that we don't need to carry around, but she lost physical weight, and I started using it as well, and I had been trying to lose weight really hard, not losing any, because I'd gained like 45 pounds from having had that spinal injury and not being, being pretty immobile for, gosh, almost 2 years. And I was, working hard at it. Well, I'm not sure what all happened, but it started with using that, and I've lost 30 pounds. It's
wow.
Without falling off of my body. So
I'm going to add a guess to that, Lynette. Tell me if I'm wrong. I would also suspect that that's happened since you met your new lover having sex 3 times a day. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he's lost 45 pounds.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what a coincidence. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're both looking 20 years younger.
Well, actually, I would like to talk about that, if you don't mind. But I just want to mention that we did have a caller, Beth, from Montana, and we're sorry we didn't quite get to you in time. And we just wanted to let you know to give Lynette an email, and she will get back to you with any questions that you had.
Yes, Beth, we learned on the break that you were calling in, and somehow that went under the radar, but I would have loved to hear your questions. So when you go to openlivenow.com, just go to my contact page, and there'll be my email address, and you can write me an email, and I will definitely answer you.
So I want to ask you if you feel comfortable to talk about how this love came into your life, because I think it really directly relates to how you talked about choice and acceptance and how you came to invite this into your life.
Yeah, I had for many years wanted more than anything to have a relationship. I didn't always admit that to myself. Sometimes I'd try to convince myself that I didn't, but I always did. And I was good at attracting men and relationships, even men who wanted, you know, really wanted to be with me, and but not a relationship that felt the way that I wanted to feel and that had the level of love and connection and that I could go to the depth of emotional, spiritual, and sexual connection and pleasure that I wanted to experience. And also for my son to have the father for my son and the family experience that I wanted to have. It's, you know, separate things, but it's all connected. And I was listening to Calling in the One teleseminar, and listening to that and doing a lot of contemplation, and then all the experiences I've had in my life, all of that combined, where I came to a place and I realized that I had been trying to manifest a partner for my idealized version of myself, that I thought I had to be different. I wasn't really consciously aware of this, that I thought I had to be thinner. I thought I had to have my finances more together. I thought I had to have all kinds of things more together. I thought I needed to no longer have, there's a dynamic that my son and I have that can be really painful that comes up at times. And I thought that I had to have all of that, you know, fixed and perfect before I could have a partner. And so I was trying to manifest a partner for this idealized version of myself. And I realized that, and it was challenging to let it go, but I said, okay, I'm letting that go, and I'm going to actually completely show up as who I actually am right now. And I felt spirit telling me that there was somebody that I needed who needed me, and I hadn't allowed myself to be vulnerable to admit that I needed somebody, but I could feel that I needed him, my son needed him, and he needed us. And then I felt spirit say to add to the little, you know, list, which is again more like, instead of a list, it's more like the ingredients that all go together at once, that he would live in the same town as me. And I had not dated someone who lived in the same town as me. I've always said I had to meet people out of town. And so I thought, okay, I'll ask for that, but he's got to come knocking on my door. I don't know where I'd meet him. And 15 minutes later, he knocked on my door. And from that moment to now, which is over 6 months, all three of us, my son and I, are blissfully happy. It's exactly what all three of us have always wanted, and we just could not be happier with each other.
And you're finally getting all the orgasms that you had building up for all this time.
Yeah, I had very ecstatically wonderful orgasmic experiences before in my life, and I knew that I had this capacity, but I hadn't been able to experience it for a while. And with him, I definitely did. I had to drop my ideas of him. I had known him for 10 years and had thought that that he wasn't a very sexual person, and he thought that about himself too. And we both discovered that he's the most amazing lover possible. So,
yeah, 45 times later, you put a lot of work in to find out that wasn't true.
No, actually, he found it out exactly the way he was within the first time that we were together. I'm really good at helping people discover this part of themselves. He didn't have to wait.
Beautiful. I love this story and how it ties in with everything that you said. So we're almost out of time, and I just want to ask you if there's one thing you want to say to our listeners about letting go and breaking out of shame, sexual or otherwise, what would it be?
Yes. As I said before, acceptance. Acceptance is what's needed to heal shame. Begin by accepting your shame, then accept yourself exactly as you are. You don't have to change in any way to be good enough for sexual pleasure or any other kind of pleasure. Accept yourself, accept the pleasure, and, you know, acceptance is a really good place to begin. And then no matter how far you advance, it still comes back to acceptance. And I'd love to say so much more, but I know that we don't have time for that. But I want to let people know that beginning next Friday, I will be hosting the show again from here on out.
She will be back.
And thank you, Atim and Umla. You've been so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for hosting the show and allowing me to have the space and time to open to guidance and explore and follow what I needed to do.
Well, you're welcome. Well, thanks for the opportunity for us to play on the radio. And one more time, if you can just give people the contact information so they can get these free gifts.
OpenLiveNow.com. It's the same as openingtoecstasy.com, but easier to spell. And I'm wishing lots of pleasure and juiciness to everybody. Wherever you are right now, you can just open, notice whatever feels the most pleasurable in your body right now. It could even just be your breath. And just notice that pleasure and just open to it. And then open again and open again. And right now, exactly as you are, you can have ecstasy.
Beautiful. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in, and thank you, Lynette, for sharing this great vulnerability and wisdom and knowledge. And she will be back with you next Friday at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.